Hey, Joe Stafford and Paul Weston are at the Armory. Let's go to town. I'm Corporal Eddie Carter of the National Guard. Make yourself right at home in the Armory, people. It's our pleasure to have you as our guests. We've got something for everybody. For the lovebirds, our singing star of the month, Joe Stafford. For the dancers, our band of the month, Paul Weston and his orchestra.
Hi, people. Nice to be with you.
We're ready and waiting, Paul. What's the leadoff number?
Well, let's try something simple from the Zuider Zee, Eddie. Dutch Treat.
Fellas who want to learn to fly can't afford it. But there is one way to beat the problem by joining our buddies in the Air National Guard. Now, if you're a high school graduate between the ages of 19 and 26 and a half, and if you qualify, you can learn to fly with the Air Guard. You'll get the best training there is, too, in the latest Air Force planes. And when you've completed your training, you'll have a lot more than an ordinary license. You'll have your pilot's wings and a commission as a second lieutenant. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, check with your nearest Air Guard unit. They'll give you the whole story. I told you before that Paul Weston's a guy who believes in surrounding himself with top talent at all times, works with a band like that, and lives with one of the best singers anywhere, Mrs. Weston, Joe Stafford. Here's Joe now with something on the sentimental side, September in the Rain.
September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September.
Come rain, come shine, September or December, just so long as Joe Stafford sings. Joe, I saw a piece by you in a magazine the other day that said that you started out as an ugly duckling. That's awful hard to believe looking at you. But tell me, Joe, how did the duckling get to be a swan?
Well, I don't know, Eddie. Except the duckling started to count her calories, and then a happy marriage with that boy over there with the baton. Nothing like happiness to make you feel good, you know.
And I understand there's a little Weston around now.
You bet there is. Timothy John Weston. What more can an ugly duckling ask, huh?
Not a thing. One thing I'd like to ask for. Another song.
Yes, sir, Corporal Carter, sir.
Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest thing I know of what you are.
To do, Eddie?
Oh, just great, Joe. I can see the recruiting line forming to the right just about now.
You mean all it takes is a song to sell them on the guard, Eddie?
Well, not quite, Joe, but actually, if the fellas look into the opportunities they'll find in the guard, they'll see for themselves it's a great deal, especially for returning vets like myself. You know, there's a lot of us veterans in the guard because even though we've been released from active duty, most of us still have a military obligation. Now, by joining the National Guard, we can actually cut down the number of years we must spend in the ready reserve. And what's more, we can serve them in our own hometown, be near our families, and go to camp with the fellas we know. On top of that, there's extra pay and a chance for promotion.
I guess you're taking advantage of those opportunities, aren't you, Eddie?
I sure am, Joe, and so should every veteran. That's why they ought to come down here to the armory and join the guard. About does the doings in the armory for tonight. Glad you could come by, neighbors. We'll be seeing you next week with more music by our band of the month,
Paul Weston.
More songs by our singing star,
Joe Stafford.
It's a date then, right? Next week, same time, same place here at the armory. This is Corporal Eddie Carter speaking for my buddies of the National Guard, your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up. Here's your announcer with the address of your National Guard headquarters.